It's the WEOL Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap, presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. Each week, we take a look at high school wrestling in Lorain County. It's brought to you by Cobos Insurance Center, your Grange independent agent, and by Century 21 Deanna Realty. They put your family first. We'll get the latest in high school wrestling coming up on AM 930, 100.3 FM, the WEOL mobile app, and WEOL.com.
Welcome into another edition of the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap Show, presented by Century 21 Deanna Family Realty here on AM 930 WEOL and on 100.3 FM. Andy Bulbarch joined alongside Sean Bennett with the Chronicle Telegram, taking a look back at the week on the high school wrestling mats all across Lorain County and beyond, and taking a look at what to expect this coming weekend as well as we get closer and closer to the end of the regular season and then break into some of these conference duels and conference tournaments as well. Sean, great to be joined by you as well, and we have a lot to talk about this week.
Yeah, a lot of tournaments, a lot of teams in action, and thankfully a lot of wrestlers got on podiums and had some good performances. So it was a very successful week as far as Lorain County wrestling is concerned.
Four different tournaments to recap from this past weekend, and we also have a lot to look forward to this coming weekend. One of the highlights, Elyria next week going to be competing in the Greater Cleveland Conference Tournament as well over at Euclid, and, you know, that's a tournament I'm sure you don't mind going to, but when Elyria becomes a part of the SWC, I'm sure that's one you won't miss.
No, it's it's the travel is a bit it's a trip that's a little hard every year. It's over there on the east side of Cleveland, and at the same time, yeah, they're not going to miss Elyria. They're going into that tournament undefeated in the GCC, and that's every dual meet, every tournament. Elyria has never lost in competition when it comes to the Greater Cleveland Conference. So I'm sure they are not sorry to see Elyria go. SWC is probably a little nervous because they had a deal with Brecksville for 10 straight years where Brecksville won the tournament. So Elyria's going to obviously, that's just the way it is. Elyria's a kind of their nationally ranked program. They moved up to number 12 this week. It's just a team that it's hard to deal with, but at the same time, most of these coaches kind of embrace that. They like to see, tough competition. They know that's going to make their teams better. So SWC is going to be like, bring it on and let's see how we do.
Raise the level of competition. I know that's something we talked about before, right after it happened, when they mentioned that Elyria was going into the SWC in the 2021-22 school year. So looking forward to that. Also coming up here in just a bit, we will catch up with North Ridgeville head coach Joel Melvin and get his thoughts on the Rangers thus far this season, speaking of the SWC. And we'll talk about this a little bit more when Coach Melvin joins us. But what are some of your impressions on what the Rangers have done to this point?
Yeah, obviously, they're kind of a young team. A lot of underclassmen kind of leading the way. They were at a tournament. I'm kind of glad we're talking to them this week because they were at a tournament that I don't believe a local team has been at. It's the Audrey Genovese Memorial out at Pepper Pike Orange High School. So I'm kind of interested to find out information about that tournament. But they obviously had a nice weekend, so I'm kind of excited to see what Joel's thoughts are. He's a first-year coach, but first-year head coach at North Ridgeville. That's his alma mater, but he's been an assistant coach for Elyria, for Lorain, some of the better programs in the county. So I'm kind of, see how he's doing, too, as a coach, as well as how the Rangers are doing.
Lorain County grapplers were all over the place this past weekend, from Pepper Pike to West Holmes to Ashland Mapleton, and, of course, right here at Elyria High, too. So there's plenty to recap from this past weekend, and we will do that here in just a few moments. We'll also take a look at what's coming up this weekend as well, the final weekend in January, as we get ready for a lot of conference tournaments and duels, and it should be a great month of February as well. Let's take our very first break, and when we come back, we will catch up with North Ridgeville head coach Joel Melvin on the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap Show, presented by Century 21 Deanna Family Realty on AM 930 WEOL, 100.3 FM, and WEOL.com. Welcome back into the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap Show, presented by Century 21 Deanna Family Realty. Andy Bulbarch joined alongside Sean Bennett with the Chronicle Telegram, recapping some high school wrestling from last week and looking ahead to this weekend as well. And time for us to head to the hotline as we welcome in North Ridgeville head coach Joel Melvin. Coach Melvin, we appreciate the time today. How are you?
Great, great. Thanks for having me.
Hey, Coach. We kind of said in the first segment I was kind of interested in talking to you about this tournament, the Audrey Genovese Memorial at Pepper Pike in Orange High School, because I don't think we've had local teams at it. Just kind of give me a breakdown of this event, and you know, obviously a great thing for you guys because you get to see a lot of different teams that you maybe don't get tired of seeing around here. That you know, you get a good look there.
It came to be a friend of mine who's a teacher out there, and the head wrestling coach had saw that I had I was seeking events out and on Yappy, so he reached out and kind of set that up. But going into it, I had no idea what to expect. I think it definitely had some high caliber wrestling, and then it went all the way down to some teams that were struggling, but. I guess for me, the surprise was Western Reserve. I was unfamiliar with them, and they're a great team. You know, their assistant coach is Alan Freed, who was, I believe, this not too long ago, was like voted the best wrestler in the history of high school wrestling.
Right.
And they've got some really top-notch kids. You know, and Bedford's out there. They're pretty tough. North Olmsted was there. It was definitely good for our guys to get out there and wrestle somebody other than, you know, the local teams.
Well, you guys obviously finished. It was a 13-team field. You guys finished fifth as a team with six placers in the top six. Obviously, Zach Orsano has been having a great season, but he came away with an individual championship with you guys at 106 pounds. Just a dominating performance. You know, he went 5-0 with a pin, two tech falls, and a major decision. As I was saying on the Matt report, he didn't allow a point in the last two matches. 15-0 in the semifinals against Cardinals Mike Wolchasik, and 9-0 major decision against Bedford's Jacob Barrett in the championship match. How impressive has he been all season, but especially this weekend?
He's impressed me. You know, he has definitely a great work ethic. He was expecting to wrestle a couple of kids that were ranked in the top. I'm 15, I think, but they ended up bumping up to 120. I know a kid was from Cleveland Central Catholic. I can't remember the last name. Another kid from Western Reserve, I believe, and they both bumped up. He's been working really hard, you know, and he just keeps learning. He is definitely I actually got a text from him last night because he was Wrestler of the Week, and I needed something from him, and he said, you know, it's like 9:30. He's like, sorry, Coach, I was just getting home from the gym. You know, he left right after practice and he heads to the gym. The kid's just nonstop. So it's paying off, you know, hard work's paying off for him.
Obviously, I talked to him opening weekend at the Cobos Insurance Classic, and then Anthony Nasa, who finished third this weekend, did our favorite move segment. So familiar with a few of these guys. But how about the two other finalists? Tyler Fair finished runner-up at 145 pounds. Shane Swindig, a runner-up at 152 pounds. Let me know a little bit more about these guys. I've seen their names, but I just don't know as much about them. They seem to be obviously doing very well.
Yeah, I actually told Tyler after his semifinals match that was the best match that I've seen him wrestle all year. He went up against a very tough kid from Western Reserve and just wrestled with flawless technique. Didn't panic. I believe he was caught in a difficult situation where he saw the opportunity to hit a Merkle and not only got the takedown, put the kid on his back, and I believe right then and there it kind of changed the tone of the match. Controlled him, was hitting tilts. He's been working really, really hard. I mean, he started the season at 160 pounds and has worked his way down to 145. I told him he's like right on that verge of breaking through. So hopefully he will continue to work hard and good things will come his way. And Shane is only his second year wrestler. He's just athletic. He's really buying into what we're teaching him. And he's just an aggressive wrestler, which is nice. Not afraid to take chances. Had a great match against North Olmsted in the semis. He won in overtime. Just like he just doesn't quit. So, you know, I'm looking for big things for him too.
I know the this weekend kind of kickstarts the conference tournaments. Elyria is going to be at the Greater Cleveland Conference Tournament, but you guys are still a couple of weeks away. Do they stretch out the duels? I mean, you still have SWC duels, and you know, over the next week or two.
Yeah, we're against Avon tonight, and then we wrestle Amherst next Thursday, and then we're done.
You know, that's obviously nice. I saw that you guys weren't on the list at Oregon Clay for the regional duel. So is that pretty much the action left before the sectional tournament?
No, we have a tri-match against St. Ignatius in Cuyahoga Heights on February 14th out at St. Ignatius, which should be very good.
So at this point, you know, you got a few things left. You got that SWC tournament in a couple of weeks. Is it just kind of keeping the guys healthy, keeping their, you know, the normal stuff going, and just kind of making those small adjustments, getting ready as you're ramping up here?
Yeah, we're starting to see the guys they're catching on to a lot of the stuff that we've been throwing at them. And like you said, right now it's about fine tuning. It could be the difference of just, you know, pulling the arm in tighter on a tilt, or, you know, cutting the corner a little bit more on that takedown just to get those points. So yeah, we're just going to, you know, take these last few weeks before postseason and just focus on just fixing our mistakes.
So obviously, you know, a couple more duels, the conference tournament, and you'll be heading into the postseason of your first season as the head coach there. Just your thoughts on this first season. I mean, I don't know if you've even had time to kind of think about it, because I know it's so, you know, you're focused and it goes so quickly. But how's it gone so far, you know, your first year as a head coach?
Yeah, like you said, it's been – my head was spinning until probably the beginning of the month. But it's going well. It's just a work in progress. You know, we're always learning. And what's nice is the coaches and I were just talking about this yesterday at practice. Like, we are seeing the kids doing what they're asking us, well, what we're asking them to do. So the learning is happening. Now it's just the repetition that needs to take place. So, and you know, it just takes time. We got to build our program from the top, you know, up. We got to get numbers so we can start competing at, you know, tournaments, dual meets, and, you know, conference tournaments, and, you know, and in the postseason.
Coach, have there been any kids in particular that have really kind of improved the most in your mind from the start of the season?
Well, yeah, from going into the season, I would say Zach, definitely. Zach came in. I didn't quite know what to expect with him. He's really starting to turn it on. But the wrestlers that we talked about earlier, you know, Anthony Naso is just one of those silent leaders in the room. He just does whatever is asked. He goes out and wrestles as hard as he can. He's very coachable, which makes that nice. And, you know, he's having a very good year as well. Tyler Fair has improved a ton since the beginning of the year, and same with Shane Swindick. So, you know, those guys are—they're grinding. They're ready to go. They're chomping. They want to get down, you know, and advance as far as they can.
Good stuff. Well, Coach Melvin, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much for joining us today. We wish you guys the best of luck moving forward.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. Have a good day.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you, Coach. You do the same again. That's North Ridgeville head coach Joel Melvin joining us here on the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap Show, presented by Century 21 Deanna Family Realty. Let's step aside and take our final break on today's show. When Sean and I come back, we'll recap this past weekend and take a look at what's coming up this weekend here on the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap Show, presented by Century 21 Deanna Family Realty on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM. When I get to the bottom, I go back to the top. Welcome back into the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap Show, presented by Century 21 Deanna Family Realty. Andy Bulbarch and Sean Bennett with the Chronicle Telegram, wrapping up this week's show and wrapping up the month of January. which has been pretty interesting. And, you know, I think it gives us a pretty good glimpse as to what to expect in February, which is certainly one of the biggest months of the year in the wrestling world for sure. And, Sean, we have a lot of tournaments to rehash. We just heard from North Ridgeville head coach Joel Melvin and got his thoughts on what went down at Pepper Pike this past weekend. But let's take a look at some of the other tournaments that went down this weekend, beginning at West Holmes at the West Holmes Invitational, where Keystone, Midview, and Avon Lake were all in action.
Yeah, obviously a very good tournament. Three of our better county teams there. It's a decent-sized 14-team field, so there's a lot of different looks that they get to see. So it's always a nice setup for those teams to go down there. Keystone was a top local qualifier. They finished 6th out of 14 with 5 placers. Midview was 9th out of 14. Now, Midview was a little banged up. They were missing a few guys out of their lineup this weekend. And then Avon Lake finished 14th out of 16. They had 3 placers, so everybody had multiple placers. And again, everybody had a champion. Everybody had somebody that won a title while they were down there, and that's what I love to see. Keystone had Nick Hickman, who won the 182-pound championship. Midview, surprise, surprise, Daniel Bugnavich won the heavyweight championship. He's still undefeated on the season. And Avon Lake had John Perry win a 138-pound championship. Obviously, it's nice to see. The thing, a quick note on Bugnavich, he went up against a freshman from Medina County who I think has been, I talked to Brad Bourneville, has been like injured throughout the season. There's been something where he's hasn't got on the mats, Bucknavich only won 1-0 against him. So that's only the second match all season that he hasn't won by pin. So I think he's 29-0 with 27 pins right now. But that was probably exciting to see that guy from Medina Buckeye High School, freshman heavyweight, was able to give him a good match. So that's a good thing for that program, knowing they got a kid that's going to maybe do some good things this year, probably potentially be a state placer in first season here.
Well, Bucknavich is a name that comes up in every single one of our shows for all the obvious reasons, and
right.
I feel like that's a name that will continue to come up probably for the next couple of months here as well. Taking a look at what went down at what went down at Ashland Mapleton. I almost said Appleton,
yeah,
and just mixed those two words together.
No problem.
Appleton's a little north of here up in Wisconsin, but at the Dave Rohr Invitational at Ashland Mapleton, Clearview finished 4th.
Yeah, 10-team field. Clearview finished 4th, like you said, and they had 9 placers. So with only a 14, wrestler lineup, 9 placers is a pretty good showing. A couple finalists in Sherrod Bullard, who finished runner-up at 126 pounds. Cameron Carreras finished runner-up at heavyweight. It's obviously great for Jason Stedman, who's making his first year in his second stint with Clearview. So he's definitely got a lot of guys doing something. And like I said, Clearview's kind of that team that maybe doesn't have that superstar wrestler, but they're just solid throughout, which is a good thing to have sometimes, especially in these dual meets and things like that. You know, if you have a lot of guys who can, do some good competitive wrestling from start to finish, you can win a lot of dual meets. So that's what he's kind of looking at there, and they had a really good week as far as getting guys on podiums and kind of like building some confidence here right at the end of the year.
Well, and then at the Cy Pinter duels at Elyria, a lot to cover there. Brookside, Lorraine, the Elyria white team in action as well. So a lot to go over here, but let's begin with the Elyria white team that went 4-0.
Yeah, obviously that's great for them because the Larry White team is kind of what they call their B varsity team. So when that team's winning tournaments, and you already know, we already kind of talked about the red team's ranked number 12 in the nation, that's obviously a great thing. And the reason that's why Elyria White's successful, when you have the number 12 nationally ranked team, there's obviously very good wrestlers who are probably not making that lineup. They get pushed down to the varsity B team. A lot of those wrestlers, probably the bulk of that lineup, would probably be starters on a lot of other varsity teams, not only in the county but in the state. So they were just dominating. And they had a great tournament this week. Basically, the way the Cy Pinter works is they have pools, and the teams it's 4-team pools, and the teams all duel against each other, and then the two first placed teams in each duel face each other for first and second. The next two face for third and fourth, and so on and so on. So Elyria went 4-0 to win the championship there. Well, the scores 71-12 over Sandusky Perkins, 70-12 over Brookside, 76-6 over Lorraine, and 66-18 over Lutheran West. It was like, you know, just a clinic for wrestling. And I kind of wrote down for each of the teams, our local teams there, who went undefeated. And for Elyria, you had Con Noel going undefeated at 106, Peyton Fenton at 113, Isaiah Torres. Now, you'll notice some of these names are the Elyria Red varsity wrestlers. Those are the ones who were either been ill or hurt earlier in the season, lost schedule points, so they needed to kind of make up some schedule points in wrestling. That's why some of those are wrestling for the Elyria White team. But then you've got Isaiah Torres, Bryce Allison, Neo De Los Santos, Isaac Pedraza, Liam Fogarty, Gage Steffi, all went undefeated during the Cy-Pinner duels.
Very good stuff. And then, you know, looking at Brookside and Lorraine, a note for Lorraine. You mentioned a wrestler, Santana Sanchez, went 4-0 with four pins. How about that?
Yeah, he was he's the heavyweight for Lorraine. He won the what they call the Most Valuable Wrestler Award for the heavyweights of the tournament. Kind of a quick note, it's a great day of wrestling for Elyria, because the last few years the Cy-Pinner duels take place during the day at the school, and then that night, like last year, they had the senior night there. This year they had the alumni night with the 60-year anniversary celebration. I covered both those events. Last year, Santana Sanchez wrestled all day at the Cy-Pinner duels and then came back for senior night just to do an exhibition wrestling match with one of the senior heavyweights who didn't make the Elyria Red lineup. It was such a, you know, a great moment for him and for Elyria for him to do that. So obviously, I think he did very well last year in that tournament too. I think he went undefeated and won. So he's had a nice. That's like his home away from home for Santana. He does very well at the Cy-Pinner duels.
Yeah, that's a heck of a performance, and that's a pretty outstanding performance last year as well. Well, also for Brookside, they went 1-3, and they had a wrestler who also went 4-0.
Yeah, Tyler Warren went 4-0 with four pins at 138 pounds. Again, you can't ask for better. I mean, it's full bonus points, and when you're in those dual meets, that's 6 points toward the team score. That's obviously what you're looking for out of your wrestlers. They had their one win was a Lorain County duel against Lorain High. They won 48-28, so they finished in sixth place. Lorain finished in seventh out of the eight teams that were there. And then the other team that we didn't even mention, the Cy-Pinner All-Stars, that's Elyria's, like, I guess, JV team, because that's, you know, just all the kids who aren't in the Elyria Red or Elyria White team. They kind of made this Cy-Pinner All-Star team. They finished in fifth place, so they actually, you know, went 2-2 with big wins over Brookside and another big win over the Olmsted Falls B varsity team. You had Isaac Pedraza's brother, I believe, Isaias Pedraza, who went 4-0 with three pins at 182 pounds. So I'm telling you, it was just a good week for wrestling, good week. That tournament itself, if you were in the county, you were able to go, now, you know, not have to drive far and see a lot of local wrestlers do very well.
Very good stuff. We've got about a minute left, and I know that this coming week, Elyria is competing in the GCC tournament at Euclid. We mentioned that earlier in the show, but that should be a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah, it's time to ramp it up, because this kind of starts the string of conference tournaments, and then, you know, a week later you have the regional duels out at Oregon Clay with Elyria and a couple other D1 teams. A lot of the D2 and D3 teams are local. Well, I think D2 is at Brookside. D3, I can't even remember where they're going, somewhere out west as well, maybe. But obviously that's a big event. A week after that, you've got the state duels. You've got the inaugural Lorain County League tournament. The week after that, you got the girls state tournament. You got the SWC. I mean, it's just kind of, it's really starting to ramp up right here, right now. So, the GCC is going to be fun. They've got, you know, Brunswick still a decent team. Solon still a decent team. These teams are, on any other season, would be vying for a conference title. It's just, like I said, Elyria is just kind of on another level right now. So these teams are just kind of testing themselves against Elyria to see how they are. But if, you know, if one of those teams went in there and were to win that thing, that would be a major upset. So there's that drama. Let's see how it goes. It's a very quick tournament, though. That's the kind of tournament where if you don't like going to wrestling tournaments and sitting all days, you can go there and, you know, about 10 or 11 in the morning, and by 2 o'clock or so, 2 to 3 o'clock, the whole thing's over. So they run it really quick. You can get in and out and see a lot of wrestling.
Good stuff. Well, that's going to put the wraps on today's edition of the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap Show, presented by Century 21, Deanna Family Realty. Our thanks to you for listening. Our thanks to North Ridgeville head coach Joel Melvin for joining us. Sean, always a pleasure to work with you, and we will do this again next week. We thank you all for listening, and have a wonderful evening.